Hey everyone, it's Brandon Tyson, and today I'm going to give you an update for things going on with BT Projects. Haven't done an update on this in quite a while, so I figured that I would update you and kind of tell you what to expect, because there's a lot of things that are probably going to be happening in a fairly short amount of time, and should be really good in terms of, the things that, I have in the BT Projects, and I think you will enjoy these things. So the first thing is that some of you may know that I was working on a thing called Battery Meter. There's you may have heard it in some other podcasts or recordings that people have done. So there was a version posted on Jake Gross's site that went in 25% increments. Originally, the project was kind of just something that I did to go ahead and it was kind of for anyone who really wanted it. And then I was given some suggestions on how to improve it, and I finally got around to it. So I did some improvements there, and soon you will see on BT Projects that the battery meter is actually released as version 1.0. Looking at releasing that probably within the next week or so. I need to do some preparations to get it ready. I need to put the BT Projects things in there to indicate that it is from BT Projects. All of the BT Projects stuff has some way of identifying it. So, and that can even be as simple as, it being on the website and saying, if it's on the BT Project website, then it is part of that BT Project's thing of sorts. So, that will be coming, and I will be doing a recording with one of the beta testers who actually just started looking at BT Projects stuff, as far as testing it, and basically I will be doing that podcast with them, and you'll get to, kind of hear what the battery meter is supposed to do and some of the changes, so you can, you'll be seeing that probably here soon. Not exactly sure when, but it'll be either with the release of that or just before the release of Battery Meter. Additionally, Utilities is getting a very massive update. The last actual audio overview of Utilities that was done was back on Awesome Tech when Sam and I did a recording of Utilities version 2 back in 2015. Since then, I released 2.1 with some small bug fixes, and then also the AnyAudio integration. And hopefully, if the timing is, as I'm looking at it to be, the next audio overview of Utilities will be with the release of Utilities 3.0, which I'm estimating or hoping to have out in June. So that is going to be kind of tight. But I'm looking at either the beginning or middle of June to have that released officially. It is quite a bit different than 2.0. Lots of changes already showing up, and also some new additions. There's been some reorganization. There's been some accessibility improvements. Ways to make it more accessible for people, and we're doing some fixes just all over the place, and so Utilities 3 is going to be huge, and it's not finished yet. We still actually have a ways to go, so I kind of need to get working on it. But even right now, running the versions that I have and stuff, it's very cool to see it starting to take shape. And we're also going to be implementing more of the suggestions that Sam had mentioned in the Utilities 2.0 review from Awesome Tech. And what I will probably do is also add that to any audio. If you guys have seen it on Awesome Tech, you'll remember that was where we had like the improved audio player and the contextual help system. So you'll see that that's still in version 3. There's just been some more changes in that aspect. So we're changing things, and it's just going to be a really, I think it's going to be a really cool release. And I like to do the releases kind of the way that they've been going. It kind of, you know, gives time to really see it develop, and super fun to work on utilities for you guys, because, you know, it's just a general hub for a whole bunch of useful computing functions. So I'm hoping to expand that a lot more over the next, you know, however long utilities is around, which I hope is going to be a while, because that's the biggest project that I have. So looking at Utilities 3, I'm hoping to have it released in June, and also there is another project that I want to put out there. It is it's a talking alarm clock that I hope to release as well. I know with Windows 10 there's some apps to do that, but I want to make sure that there's something for people running Windows 7, and this one's totally self-voiced, so that you can use it without a screen reader. And there's also a visual output as well, so again, making that as usable as possible for everybody. So lots of interesting things happening with BT projects. Again, it's not all going to happen at once. It's kind of going to go, you know, as things are ready and things, but after this recording is uploaded to any audio, I plan to spend a lot of time just fixing things in utilities, and I need to implement some more new features yet, so if I'd really like to have this as close to, you know, what I'm thinking for the time frame as possible, so I just need to, you know, sit down and write the code and all that stuff, just, you know. So hopefully we'll have Utilities 3 out sometime in June, and it's looking really good right now. It's looking like it's going to be a pretty good release. So that will do it for this recording. So you can keep a lookout for the things that I've mentioned before. And if you didn't see it, also just kind of as a side note, if you didn't see the post to Twitter a couple months ago, back in January, I did update the To-Do Lists program so that you can take advantage of some new features there, including deleting the list after you've finished it, and you can also make a new list from within the application itself. So To-Do Lists also got an update this year, so just you can check that out if you had that program, or if not, you can download it if you wish. And that's pretty much it. So I hope you guys are enjoying the stuff on BT Projects, and glad to have you guys looking at the stuff. I've been getting feedback from some people, and I really appreciate that. So I look forward to getting Utilities 3 out to you guys, and the battery meter. That's going to be really helpful as well, I think. So we'll have some stuff that I think you guys will really enjoy. So that will do it for this recording. My contact information is on my page, but just in case, my email is brandongold98@gmail.com. So, brandongold98@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening.